NPR's business news starts with the Fed's surprise rate cut. Facing increasing fears of recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve cut its key federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point. The rate is now 3.5%. This morning's is the biggest single move the Fed's made on interest rates in 13 years. It comes after sharp drops in stock markets across the globe. Today, Tokyo's main index was down more than 5.5% after a sharp drop yesterday as well. Officials in India halted trading after stocks there plummeted more than 11%.
In London, Paris, and other European capitals, stock markets were seesawing on rumors that policymakers in Washington might do something. But after finding out the Fed actually did cut rates, the reaction in European stock markets was mixed, which is the truth, to say the least, in the United States, where last we saw the stocks were down about 300 points. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, they were down 400 and more earlier this morning. John Authors is global investment editor at the Financial Times newspapers.
Investors reacted to the news that the U.S. Federal Reserve was making the interest rate cut by buying stocks, and the stock indices did go positive for the day very briefly. That mood seems already to be dissipating, largely because the indications were that Wall Street still wasn't happy. And for the time being, all the concerns in Europe are about the US and with the risks of a recession radiating from the US and the risks that the gains in the euro that are caused by a weak dollar, by a weak US economy, will lead to problems in the European economy.
And that was John Authors of the Financial Times newspapers.